I call this meeting of the Committee on Budget and Finance of the Senate of the Associated Students to order on Wednesday, February 19, 2014 at 9:03 a.m. in the President's Conference Room on the third floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union. We'll move to Agenda Item 2, roll call.
Senator Brigette.
Present.
Senator Bezik.
Present.
Senator Fabi.
Present.
Senator Hudepayat.
Present.
Senator Jay.
Present.
Senator Sharma.
Present.
Senator Tarciuni.
Present.
Member Large Brook.
Absent and excused.
Member Large Brownstein.
Absent and excused.
Member Large Farabee.
Here.
Member Large Velez.
Absent and excused.
Member Large Hale.
Absent and excused.
Member Large Kiki.
Okay.
Member Large Moore.
Absent and excused.
Member Large Ung.
Present.
Member Large Barra.
Absent and excused.
Okay.
And Member Large Warner is here as well. So we'll move to Agenda Item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move to Agenda Item 4A, minutes from February 12, 2014. I'm seeking a motion. Senator Hudepayat?
Still moving. Oh.
Yeah.
I move to accept the minutes from February
12, 2014. Is there a second, Senator Sharma?
Second.
Any discussion on the minutes? Senator Tarciuni?
Did you say 14th?
It 12. Should be February 12th.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought you said 14.
Any discussion on the minutes? All right. Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes from February 12th, 2014, please designate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right. We'll move directly to Agenda Item 5B, discussion on capital. We're going to do this first, the capital expenditures. So we're going to move to Agenda Item 5B, discussion on capital expenditures, computers. So Raul is here today to kind of answer any questions and things that you guys might have about the computer situation going on. And Senator Jay, I was wondering if you had kind of some updates in the past week as well or some thoughts. Have you looked at anything? Senator Jay?
No, I just had a couple of questions for Raul and no updates on the computer audit.
Sure. So we can just start with questions if you guys want to.
We're looking at the Nexus computers from Wrangham and Lovner's. I think they were like $930 a piece. And I think we all thought that seemed a little excessive for, like, since they aren't actually doing computing power. I was wondering if you knew why we needed that caliber of computer, or if maybe there was some other options that we could pursue for that.
Okay, so when we look into the options that we had, this was the best option that we came up with. We're using this computer because basically it's providing the software, and the computer that we're using need to have the capabilities and compatibilities with them. The software, they have a couple of options. Either that we need to have them installed, they are pre-run, pre-made, they have tested them, make sure that they run properly and they support all that stuff. So if we were to go, let's say if we were to replace them with one of our computers and so forth, we will be able to, we need to maintain them, have all the equipment installed, and if the computer doesn't run with all the software that they have, we'll have the issue that will be more fees and so forth, and in the long run, it will be more expensive to maintain ourselves than have them already pre-installed.
Other questions about the info that we have on the computer? So we're looking at replacing the, I think we're leaning more towards what was it, option 2, which was replacing the computers running on XP. So replacing the replace all 17 computers currently running XP. This option would also include 3 laptops for checkout by members of the association and 4 additional computers to keep in inventory if a current computer goes out, right? Is that the one we were kind of leaning towards? Maybe Senator Jay?
I was leaning for option 1 to keep with that, because I think the computers replaced on there are all, they're really old, I think. I don't remember how old, but.
Raul, would you? Yeah, Amy?
Yeah, just because the historical stuff, but just to jump in there. All the computers that we're looking at were purchased in 2007 when the association moved into this building. And so it was in 2007, yeah, that. And then in 2011, about half of the computers were replaced, and then the thought process is that every 4 years, the other half would be replaced, so not all 100 or so, or 89, would have to be replaced at once. So eventually, you know, if you do go with option two, eventually those ones in option one are going to start to go out. There's also the option to decrease some in some space. That's something we kind of were thinking as well, but that's kind of up to you guys. Some of your guys' workspaces have 4 or 5 computers. Is that necessary?
Have you guys thought about that at all, about the computers within the different offices? Do you think that all of them are used effectively? Yada, yada. Do you think we could live with less computers, or do you think we're good with the same amount, you think? Senator Jay?
I think we need to look at that.
Okay. Senator Harshoni?
I feel like we could limit the amount of computers. I mean, there's not a lot of times that I go into like the Senate workroom, or I go out here into the hub, and I see every single computer being used. It's normally just like 2 or 3 at a time. What is there, 8 out there? Probably says it on here. Oh, there's 10. Yeah, I normally just see like 3 at any given time being used, besides finals week.
Amy, do you want to?
I'm sorry, you just said the computers out there.
And the Senate workroom. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, the thing about these computers, I want to make sure you guys, that ASU does not run them on these, IT does. So it doesn't really save you any money. IT will actually replace those because they're considered a computer lab. So they will not maintain ones that you guys use as a regular office environment, but they will maintain. So these are not even in these options, because I
see
only those.
Okay. Yeah, but just along with the, like the, at least the senator workroom, and I'm sure this might be maybe true for like the clubs and orgs, traditions, unity, those rooms, I don't know. But I don't ever see all of them being used at once, at least not. I mean, somebody might be on Facebook, but it's nothing ever pressing that they couldn't come out here and use these computers for.
Any other discussion right now? Senator Bezek?
The computers in the room to the left of the central station, are these central station computers then, or what is it? I'm sorry, I can't tell from the schematic what's in there.
The left of the central station?
Yeah. It looks like, you know, you see 341A, and it looks like there's 2. Are these 6 computers?
Do you guys
so those are laptops that we have for
to check out and so forth.
We have them in the county office.
Perfect.
So on central station, so we can be checking them out for anybody that uses the company.
Are the laptops checked out now and used regularly? I know they're really old, but are they
there's been quite an increase of checked out. Many people here know, many of the students here know that you could check them out. Mm-hmm.
Senator Sharma?
Just a point of clarification. What rooms are you looking at to replace the computers?
So what we're looking at, with the option 2 that we're suggesting, we're looking at the computers that are running on XP. We're doing that because XP is not going to be supported at IT, or Microsoft is not supporting IT anymore. So the whole system is going away, and if we keep those computers on there, still running on XP, there's a lot of security issues, a lot of vulnerability that we need to update, that we need to change. And so that's, if you look at the map, we have room number 331, number 59, on 353, number 44, so speaker of the center, on 354, number 50, 46, 47, and 48. Are running on XP, and that's the suggestion that we're making on option 2. Those are the ones that are running on XP, and they need to be replaced.
Cool. Any other questions from you guys at all? Senator Hoshani?
Is it cheaper to, are we getting a discount for buying them in bulk? Or, like, let's say we went with option 2 and some of the computers from option 1 go out that we didn't replace. Would it be the same cost to replace those computers, or would it be more expensive?
Well, the pricing that we're getting, the university has a contract with Dell, so we'll get the pricing that the university is getting. So
okay.
All that comes with the pricing with the contract that the university has with Dell.
Got it.
Senator Bezek?
And I know we can rent laptops at the Knowledge Center. Do we, you know, want to consider that when we're talking about replacing laptops for use here? Because it might be redundancy there, just a thought people to consider.
Is it pretty much student officers that usually run out the check out the laptops?
Well, we have student officers and some of the students, sometimes when there's stuff going on here, they check them out to use them for the room
too. All right. Okay. So that's something to consider, I think. Any other questions? All right, so moving forward, I think, Senator Jay, since you're kind of taking this on, working on it a little bit, if you could sit down with Ziad and figure out what you want to do, because all, you know, official spending requests from the Capitol account have to come from him. So if you want to sit down with him and kind of figure out what we want to do as committee, what he wants to do, we can move forward with this. I'm hoping to get this on the agenda 2 weeks from now. Is that possible, or do you think that's too soon? That's good? Okay. Perfect. So we'll plan on that. Yeah?
Is that the agenda for this one or for Senate?
For budget and finance.
Okay.
So plan on for now 2 weeks from today, so March 3rd or something like that.
The only reason I ask is because XP is going to stop supporting April 1st.
Okay.
So I was just.
Is that going to be enough time, do you think, to get them ordered and set up and everything?
I would say that probably the TVs would be down for some time.
Okay.
Because that would not be enough time to. Because we have to physically go to each TV, remove it, and put the new one on there. So that's going to take a little while. So I just want to make sure everybody knows that.
Okay. If worst comes to worst, we could maybe fast track it through Senate or something like that, but we can talk about that. All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate you coming. All right, so we'll move to agenda item 6A, financial reviews. Today, we had to reschedule the programming board and traditions board for next week, but Desiree is here for Unity, and we also are reviewing the general revenues and capital account. So who wants to?
Can I add one word of caution? What I did is I actually printed all the case sheets. I'm going to ask you guys to give them back because they contain vendor ID numbers. I did black out the student ID numbers, but I'll be happy to take all of those expenses and put them on a spreadsheet and upload them later. I just can't have that information floating around. But you've got a complete detail for the accounts going back to September.
So we can start with Unity. Desiree, you have the floor.
So, just going back to our before the semester ended, or do you want me to talk about you before?
No, you don't have to. I think we know by now.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Okay. Right before the semester ended, we did World AIDS Week, and you can see we spent $3,500 on Rebecca Armstrong, and then just different. Like, basically, our expenses went to World AIDS Week, the Condom Olympics, and, like I said, Lauren Potter, and tabling. We had cookies, hot cocoa, so this is, like, different than the budget, like, I was just seeing, like, item by item, but that's where our expenses went. And then also something that may catch your eye is the transfer of $1,000 into our account. We didn't get raises. That was the money from the Disability Resource Center when they supported the Lauren Potter event. It was just a little bit of a delay in the transfer, but that worked out $1,000.
I'll open it up to questions from you guys. Does it seem like you're about, let's see, you spent, looks like $8,000 from the account support this year, and there's about $22,000 left for the fiscal year. What plans do you guys have for this semester?
I gave you the pile of planned expenses.
Oh.
If you want to pass them out, but we actually don't plan on spending a lot more this semester. Most of our money is going to go to the Unity Conference and Unity Week, so So with basically this is like the essentials, like what we need to buy in order for the next to happen, and that's like a total of 2,000, almost 600. So that, like you said, leaves a lot more money in our account, and we're gonna think of ways to add that to our events to make them even more beneficial to the students. And one of the ways we saved so much money was during Unit Week in the SAS, we found out you could co-host with clubs and organizations, and they can request funding. So we teamed up with DOSA for Holy, which saved us a lot of money, and something we're really excited about. So.
Cool. I'll open it up to questions from you guys. Senator Bezek.
What's the Freeze Project?
The Freeze Project is an event that brings awareness to human trafficking. So it's happened for the past few years on campus. Basically, students are dressed in shirts that we give out, and they freeze. And it's just an awareness event. And since students are volunteering throughout the day, we just give them pizza and water. And it's a really looked forward to event every year. Sex trafficking awareness.
Other questions? So when is Unity Week?
It's April. It's kind of split between April 4th to April
8th. Okay. Great. Any other questions from you guys at all?
No, but I will let you know that there's a transfer of cash in. You'll see drag show. That money is going to be sent over to QSU, correct? It is for their scholarship. They co-sponsor the event. The QSU scholarship is applied for at the same time students apply for all of the various ASUN scholarships, and that is in the month of October. You'll see down on the 30 object code miscellaneous drag show, and that's a negative because that's cash coming. So that cash will then be removed and sent over to the QSU endowment, and the check for whomever wins their scholarship will be cut from that.
Cool. Anything else for this account? All right, thank you. So we'll move into general revenues now. Director Rodriguez, how are we looking for the year?
Last year, we had two big chunks, March and April, about another 120,000, and then over that, another 10,000. Now, that being said, enrollment is up. So at this point, I think you guys are going to hit your mark. You may be short a couple thousand, you may be over a couple thousand.
Yeah, I was thinking that we might, I mean, I'm not sure how much money we got for summer school last year. We can kind of look at that and just predict, but it seems to me like we'll be over that number, just...
If you go to the spreadsheet in your Dropbox, you can actually see going back 10 years the amount of money that's been coming in. Now, that being said, you'll notice a big change in column H, and that's because I think it's column H or I. That's when you guys started getting your $5 per fee directly into the account as opposed to chunks of money coming in. The university decided it would be more transparent to just start sending money in as it was taking it in as at the cashier's office. So. I think we're good.
Great. Any questions from you guys about general revenues? Cool. So it looks like we're right on track for that. All right, so we'll move to the capital accounts.
Nothing's gone out of capital other than, I gave you the sheets as well. You're going to see that you guys approved the sound equipment, so they've been buying it a little bit at a time. But other than that, you're at a balance of $762,000. Please remember that includes the $120,000 or so that will have to be transferred almost immediately in the month of July for the coming scholarships. So if you remove that amount, that's kind of sort of where you're at right now.
642-ish. Cool. Any questions for Director Rodriguez about this account? Do you guys need some time or... I'll give you guys a minute. Senator Jay?
Did we ever hear back from Director Dubay as far as his predicted capital expenditures?
But I'm hoping before the next budget and finance meeting we'll have something put together, because he's going to present to us at some point in the next few weeks about that, hopefully. All right. Anything else? All right, cool. So we'll now move to agenda item 5A, Nevada Workshop Projects Discussion. So, and I was just telling Senator Bezik this earlier, we contacted the provost about presenting to the different departments, and he said that we would have to probably reach out to the different deans individually and that he would follow up with us. But did you get any follow-up after what we talked about on, what was it, Friday?
I'm sorry.
With Dr. Carmen, the provost, about the presentations.
No, I didn't. I'm sorry. I totally spaced.
No, it's okay. So I'm thinking now that it's February 19th, and maybe Sandy and I can kind of in the next couple days maybe see who we can contact.
We
but
we can contact Audrey Case.
Mm-hmm.
Every office on this campus will have that one administrative person that all roads lead to. I suspect Audrey Case is that person.
So we'll contact them, but if we don't get something together in the next, today, tomorrow, or the next day, and we're probably going to do this anyway for most departments anyway, we're just going to send out the PowerPoint over their listservs or whatever so they can all get that information, hopefully, and look over it. But I do want to make it clear in our legacy binder that we leave for next year that they do something like this, an actual presentation to the departments to make sure that teachers are submitting their books on time. And that's it. Are there any other, is there any other discussion about agenda item 5A, Nevada Workshop Projects? Did you have an update about the t-shirts thing at all? You're still kind of...
No, my meeting's right after this.
Cool.
And then just as far as the textbook things goes, it might just, we might want to out to our individual colleges as well, see what their departmental meetings are.
At least
do that.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Senator
Tarshoni? I was actually thinking, just so that future sessions don't get out of touch with the Wolf Shop, as it seems that we've come to be within the last few years, of creating like a Wolf Shop just student advisory board that meets a couple times a semester. I know the Student Media Advisory Board requires like a senator from College of Liberal Arts and a senator from the College of Journalism to sit on it. I was actually thinking if we could create something along the same lines with a couple of students, maybe require like one senator from the College of Business to be on it and another one. So if you guys have any thoughts on that, let me know. I'm going to talk to Director Demania about that because he's over the Student Media Advisory Board and I want to model it kind of like that.
Senator Hudepe.
No, we've had some couple senators who have definitely been in contact with Steve Dubay over the past year, and I appreciate that as well, and I'm sure we all do. Is there a liaison from University Affairs, the Wolf Shop, or just the Joe?
There is.
There is.
It's Abhay, I believe, right?
Oh.
Yeah, there is. I think that's a good idea. I think that that would be good. Hopefully, in the future, the Budget and Finance Committee won't be out of touch with the Wolf Shop. I also want to make that clear in the legacy binder, and we're kind of rewriting the descriptions of the different committees, like to make it more clear, I guess, for next session. And so I'm adding in a few more lines about the Wolf Shop, so hopefully it's very clear the future chairs how important it is. Senator Jay?
I was just going to say, it seems like maybe the Budget and Finance Committee should be the advisory board.
Senator Tarshoni?
My thoughts were more, they could deal with like the financial aspects we've been dealing with the past couple weeks, but also like kind of a presence just to kind of reform the image of the Wolf Shop, which kind of falls kind of on the Committee of University Affairs as well. But I thought it could be, and it wouldn't be like regular weekly meetings, probably just like once beginning, once middle, once end of the semester to kind of reflect, like get the game plan, like hear feedback and so on. So it wouldn't be strictly budgetary.
Senator Sharma?
The Wolf Shop has monthly meetings like that within their
their employees. They have employee meetings, so if they want to have a liaison with those meetings, I think that would be more effective than just starting
a whole... Yeah, that's the thing. There's kind of a line between employees and us as student officers, and I think they have like a lot of marketing people that work there specifically for kind of things like that. So yeah, that'll be interesting too to kind of look into to see if we can hear a little bit more from them about what's going on. Because I think you know, a lot of these functions that we want to see from the Wolf Show kind of already happen, and like they talk about these things, like they have these conversations. We just want to be involved in them.
Yeah.
Director Rodriguez.
Yeah, and I will tell you that one of the concerns that Casey and I expressed to him when he got hired initially was that we didn't feel there was enough student feedback. And at that time, President Stengler said, you know, even if you had more student employees, Steve has done an amazing job of hiring more students and letting go. As staff are retiring, he's not hiring those positions, but rather hiring students. There are a lot of students just like you that work down there and that are involved in the day-to-day operations of that organization, which I totally agree with. And that speaks to your point, Senator Fabi, that there is a lot of student input. That said, I have to agree with Senator Jay. This body needs to be serving as the advisory board in terms of financial matters. What I don't want to have happen is that two separate boards exist, and depending on what board is saying what, the store direction, I don't think that would happen under Steve, but you never know who's going to be the manager, right? That this board will be ignored to go with the suggestions of some other advisory board. So I would agree with you on that.
Is there any other discussion on 5A? So once we hear from Steve in the next couple weeks about some long-term plans for the Wolf Shop, we'll be able to move forward a little bit more, think, in terms of our different projects for that. So we'll move into agenda item 6B, Senate Bill 81, an act making various changes to the budget for fiscal year 2014. Senator Jay, would you like to introduce your bill?
Programs account will be receiving a transfer of $2,000 to help underwrite the cost of the service learning conference. So we're accounting for that in there and actually creating a subsidy line.
All right, so I'm seeking a motion. Senator Bezek.
I move to approve Senate Bill 81, an act making various changes to the budget.
Is there a second? Senator Sharma.
Second.
Discussion on this bill? Director Rodriguez.
Sorry. The transfer of $1,000 ZF got from the School of Business, and the Northern Nevada International Center actually is only going to transfer $400, not $1,000. And that has not happened yet. Alex is following up.
So instead of the $2,000, it's going to be
$400?
$1,400. Senator Jay?
Should we recognize that $400 yet?
I would. It was a commitment they made, and the money was spent based on that commitment.
So we need to make those two changes. It looks like line 7, as well as, or page 1, line 7, and page 2, line 8, change those to $1,400. Anyone have a motion? Senator Bezek.
Move to strike 2,000 in line 7 and replace it with $1,400.
Is there a second? Senator Sharma?
Second.
Any discussion on that amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor of amending line 7, page 1, to read 1,400 instead of 2,000, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Senator Sharma?
I move to slash dollars 2,000, page 2, line 8, and replace it by dollars 1,400 by 1,000.
Is there a second? All right. Senator Bezek?
Second.
And are there any objections? All right, motion carries. Any other discussion on this bill? Senator Bezek?
Should we add something? If the College of Business donates the $1,000, I think we should put the College of Business in there. I think that'd be appropriate. So I move to add from the NNIC, comma, and the College of Business of line 7 by unanimous consent.
Is there a second? Senator Jay?
Second.
Any objections? Motion carries. So it now reads, $1,400 will be transferred to the Leadership Programs account from the NNIC and the College of Business to help underwrite the cost of the service learning conference. So, Director Rodriguez?
So this bill makes it clear that we're not lowering the amount of transfers still to come, but rather increasing their bottom line by each of those totals, correct?
I think so.
You understand?
Yeah. I have the changes,
okay.
But I think it followed that. Senator Jay?
Does it though? Because if we just input in Excel, we just change these lines, doesn't it not change the bottom line? It just changes the...
It does.
It changes the bottom line.
But it lowers the transfer subsidy over from the general revenues account. I'm asking, do you not want to do that? In other words, Insight went out and got their $700 to travel. That would mean you would have to increase their bottom line.
Right, I know what you mean. It's like what we did for Big Sean also.
Yes.
So we need to increase their bottom line, basically.
I mean, if that's what you guys want to do,
yeah.
I just need direction when I redo the budgets on case.
Senator Jay?
Is the situation the same for the Leadership Programs account?
That is correct.
They went out and kind of...
So how can we word those two to make sure? Ideas.
Increase the budget bottom line by the same amount. That would be the simplest one.
Bottom line by the same amount. Is there a motion?
I move to add page 2, line 6, comma, at the very end of that, comma, increasing the bottom line by the same amount.
Is there a second?
And page 2, line 8, after 1,400, comma, increasing the bottom line by the same amount.
Senator Bezek?
Second.
Is there any discussion on those amendments? Seeing none, all those in favor of making those amendments, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Is there any other discussion on this bill? All right. Seeing none, all those in favor of approving Senate Bill 81 and Act making various changes to the budget for fiscal year 2014, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you for... bearing with us. Alright, so now we'll move into agenda item 6C, review of ASUN agreements. She's going to get them. Okay, so we have hard copies of them so we can kind of look over them. So two sites. But basically, we kind of wanted to look over the different agreements that ASUN has entered in over the past, I don't know, what is it, like 12 years or so, just to see which ones impact us financially. In some of the agreements, we're finding that the other party in it isn't really participating or they're not really valid anymore, different things like that. So we want to kind of look into them and see what we can do. And Director Rodriguez, say there was to be... another party that isn't contributing their part or agreement that isn't valid and things like that? What can we do?
Well, one of the things we need to do is to actually reach out to them and ask them, do you want to continue? In which case, I would say a formal email and memo to them so that they can respond and say, no, we don't want to continue, or yes, please count us in. Remember, the GSA especially, they have the presidents and the administrations change. So sometimes some administrations do want to be a part of, others don't. There needs to be a formal time at the beginning of each fiscal year when somebody from this body, meaning ASU and probably the chair of budget and finance, reaches out and says, this is our annual memo, do you want to participate? That hasn't been happening. And so I suspect that depending on the administration in place over there, there may be years when they do want to add, that being the case in students' benefit.
So this first one is the ASU and GSA Student Emergency Fund Agreement. And Director Rodriguez, if you wouldn't mind kind of explaining these as we go through.
Sure.
And, you know, if the body's participating, et cetera, what we contribute to it and so on.
There are two emergency funds. I want to make sure I have the right one.
There's emergency and emergency tuition, right?
Right. And what happened was... if you go back two more years, you're going to see the agreement with Jeff Champagne. And then this one was redone under Charlie Jose because I think it was supposed to get redone every 5 years. So this is a great example of revisiting agreements. But essentially, students would come to the Dean of Students' office, to my office, to counseling, and they would have issues like, it's the middle of semester, my glasses broke, they cost $300, and I can't replace them. Well, imagine what that does to a student who can't see when they're in class. So the students decided to create a fund, and it was situated over the Dean of Students' office. So let's say you break your glasses, and it's going to cost you $300. You essentially get a short-term loan. Some of these students actually come back and repay that money. Okay, I just want to make sure you guys know that. There are students who are on medication that costs a lot. They don't have insurance, and for whatever reason, their parents can't buy their medication that month. They would go to that fund. Their check didn't get cut on time and they need to make rent. I can give you a million examples of expenses ranging between $300 and $500. Essentially, you have to go see the Dean of Students, and now this money is situated with Marcelo Vasquez, and you tell him your story, and he turns around and says, okay, we can cut you a check for this amount of money. Those students who can pay it back do, those who can't, just, it's a one-time thing, but you can't keep coming back. I just want to make sure.
And Ziad and I actually met with Marcelo last week to kind of talk about it because we're looking at increasing the fund a little bit this year, but we're not sure if that's really going to be. We're not sure if that's going to be a long-term kind of thing because it really does depend on the year, on the semester, exactly how much money we end up giving for the emergency fund. But does GSA participate in this right now?
No, but I'm aware they have not sent money over.
Since?
I would say since this agreement was signed.
Okay. So that's one we should definitely discuss, look into.
And can I add something else? Over the years, ASU has struggled with this, and I'm just going to put this back out on the table, all right? Years ago, there was a huge discussion about legal services. You had people that were in serious need of legal advice, couldn't afford it. They didn't happen to be undergraduate students, faculty, staff, graduate students. 98, 99, 2000, they would show up at the door and it would get closed off. Right? By 2001, too, the discussion began. We get ASU and funds. Is it okay to close the door on a service to somebody that may potentially not be able to continue their education? I'm not so much worried about the faculty and staff as much as the graduate students. So make sure you guys engage in that discussion. When things are written down in agreements, if you're going to draw a line, it needs to be in that agreement. Keep that in mind. In this case, because GSA had been funding the project, we wouldn't differentiate. So I'm thinking about Marcella and the Dean of Students Office. What situation will they be in when they give out money and then you guys don't agree, right, with the status of the student, in this case whether they're undergrad or grad? So make sure you have that discussion.
Definitely. All right, so we'll move on to the next one, ASU and GSA Food Pantry Transfer Agreement. Sandy, if you don't mind.
They did participate up until this last year. Not this year, not this fiscal year, but the previous fiscal year. And again, I go back to, I do not believe anybody's reached out to GSA. For all we know, they did want to participate this year. So I'm asking, too, for a formal mechanism on the part of this board.
All right. So essentially, so what exactly does GSA contribute to this one?
This year they didn't contribute anything. Both groups contributed the 34-17-62.
Okay.
This amount is found under your academic initiatives under the food pantry.
Mm-hmm.
And we use the money, notice it's under the host line, to buy the gift cards to Costco. So students will come in and get canned goods, but they'll also get a $30 gift card to Costco, along with a list of things they should be buying, like fruits, vegetables, that kind of thing. Milk, because we can't keep that kind of stuff in the food pantry.
Senator Gutepe?
When we first discussed this during the beginning of the year, wasn't it like a card to Winco?
I'm sorry, Winco, you're right. What did I say?
Costco.
Well, and that being said, I'm going to be honest with you, we're seriously looking at Walmart. Especially since the Saturday show has started, we've got students that take the card and they can't get down there for a week or two because they don't have transportation to Winco. With the shuttle, now they'll be able to go to Walmart. Maybe they can't get it right on Thursday or Friday when they come in, but they can go on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. All right, any questions about this agreement? Cool. So ASU an emergency tuition fund agreement, and this is similar just to the emergency fund, except it's about tuition, right? Pretty much the same situation.
Yep.
At the record show that Senator Gutepe left the room at 9:45 a.m. And does GSA contribute in this one?
GSA has never contributed to this one.
Okay.
This one is strictly for undergraduate students.
And who is this agreement? So it's an agreement between ASU1 and the Associate Vice President for Student Life Services?
And initially, you're going to see that there were some. This one was also started by Jeff Champagne. Casey Seifert came in and reaffirmed the tuition support for it. Maybe I've got my dates wrong. Anyway, we've got the one signed by Casey. You'll notice that there's minimal levels of funding. That's the other part you may want to visit. I think in this case it's supposed to be at least 20,000. That being said, in the last couple of years, you guys have gone over that amount. But really, that goes from administration to administration as well.
All right. So we'll move on to the next one. ASUN, because this one's fine, it seems like, right? The emergency tuition fund.
This one's also the one in your academic initiatives account.
Right.
You've got a line item there and says tuition fund. And your accounts can't actually fund it. I actually have to this account does fund it, sorry. It's the emergency fund that has to be transferred to a 1200 account so the checks can be cut quicker.
Mm-hmm.
They can't cut them as quickly out of 1702 accounts, so that's why you'll notice just a one-time transfer over for the emergency funds.
All right, cool. So the ASU and GSA Food Pantry Transfer. Did we already look at this one?
Yeah.
All right, so that one just printed twice. And then we have the John Mackey Scholarship Endowment, which we started last year. Actually, which we kind of started because we passed that legislation. So for those of you guys who don't know, the John Mackey Scholarship Endowment, what happened was when we had the Mackey Miracle Mile thing during Mackey Month last year, we collected money and all that money were able to use to put towards this new John Mackey Endowment Scholarship. The goal was to raise, I think it's what, $10,560 at the length of a mile. But we raised $1,444, and then ASUN decided to use capital expenditures, is a bill that we passed, to transfer $10,000 towards that endowment. And so for the first time this year, that scholarship's going to be given out, which is kind of exciting. So, and that'll regenerate every year, so there's a $1,000 scholarship, right?
Yeah.
No.
No, the... There's, Yeah, $10,000 won't raise $1,000. Mm. My understanding is from reading the agreement that it'll be just like your other scholarships. Right now, you guys have two endowments totaling $1.3 million, and then this one totaling $10,000. But you give out $150,000 or $60,000 worth of scholarship. When the money hits the endowment accounts, meaning the interest, the difference comes from your capital account. Thus, you see the $120,000 transfer over. So until this account matures and can generate the $1,000 on its own, the capital account makes up.
Raise that $1,000 every year. That makes sense. Cool. Are there any questions regarding that one? Senator Jay?
Yeah, it seems like this one's a little different just because it's not in the SAS. All of our other scholarships are in the SAS. So
yeah.
It's kind of interesting that this one isn't.
Is there any reason for it not to be?
You know, to be honest with you, they just moved forward on it and did it. I mean, you guys are welcome to put it in the SAS. Now, that being said, this is the one scholarship that has an agreement attached to it. I also think it's a great example of how even if you put it in the SAS and you guys want to change it, you actually can't until you meet with financial aid and the development people. I was explaining to somebody, maybe it was you, Jonathan, because this is over in the endowment, when financial aid reports their monies to the feds, Department of Education, they actually get matched. So if we were to pull this $1,000 scholarship, $1,000 gets pulled by the federal government. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's like leveraging funds. And so this is why the development people love you guys. You're actually willing to make investments in the future of the university. $10,000 to them represents stability. And as you guys keep adding money, this is why there's formal agreements. So in the future, if you want to make any changes to it, you actually just couldn't go into the SAS and change it. Somebody would have to set up a formal meeting, and there would have to be a discussion about the fact that you entered into an agreement that has impact.
Yeah. We might want to add into the SAS, though, just almost for awareness, partly, but and to make sure that it happens every year, that, you know, the senators and president, et cetera, follow it. So that's something that we could look into as well. Is there any other discussion on the agreements that we're looking at? All right, so what I'm thinking is that we'll kind of come up with a list as we go through these week by week, and then we'll kind of move from there. Maybe we'll list all our ones that we have with GSA and kind of send them some kind of a memo addressing all of them, see if they're interested in participating moving forward. But yeah. So we'll move to agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Director Rodriguez?
Actually, I would like to request that there be a section in the Treasury bill that holds my office accountable for doing reviews. In other words, just like you call me in to do a financial review of the contingency fund and of the general revenues account, I would like to be called in to give you guys a review of where these agreements are at on a yearly basis or semesterly, whatever you think is necessary. And this way, there's not a lapse. And then there's direction. I won't sit here and say, well, I don't know if GSA wants to participate this year. But that being said, it also holds the body accountable, whether it's the chair of this committee, the president, somebody. These need to be living, breathing documents. And they can't be if they're just shoved away in some file and no one's following up with them. So the formal, it makes it formal.
I should probably, I can do that probably by next time. All right, is there any other public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move into adjournment at 9:52 a.m. Thanks, guys.